We know that no two words in the Torah are the same, and yet we have in the parsha when it came to Moshe and turning the matah, the stick, into a snake, the Torah uses two different words interchangeably. It calls it a nachash at one point, it calls it a snake, and calls it a tanin. Now, seemingly tanin is the same thing as a nachash, it's snake. But in reality, tanin is more like a crocodile, an alligator, some different type of reptile, not exactly the same as a nachash. So why does the Torah change back and forth from a tanin into a nachash? And secondly, when the Torah describes what exactly happened to that stick, the pasuk first says, "Vayashlech Aaron es hamateu," he threw the stick on the ground, and it became vayihi l'tanin, it became a tanin, a vayihi. And then it says later on, "Vamate asher nepach l'nachash," that it was nepach, it turned into, it transformed. So two questions. Why does it say tanin versus nachash, and then vayihi, it just became, as opposed to nepach, and it transformed? What's the difference between those two? So when you ever see the word nachash, you can't help but revisit the story of the nachash in Gan Eden, the nachash HaKadmoni, that first snake. And when the Torah tells us what the nature of the essence of a nachash, that nachash was, the pasuk tells us as arum mikol chayes hasada, which literally means arum is naked from all the other creatures on the world. What does arum mean? It doesn't really mean naked. All the animals were naked. So Unkelth explains that a nachash was chacham. The Arum, it was wiser, it was sharper than all other creatures in this world. So if the Nachash was so wise, it was so sharp, it was so smart, so where did the Nachash go wrong? The Nachash was given one of the most amazing gifts from above, the ability to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu in his world. He was blessed with the gift of Chachma. So if he was such a Chachma, he was such an Arum, so where was his mistake? How did he use it improperly? So I think the answer is a very simple answer, and it will explain many, many interesting things we have throughout various stories of the Chumash. The Nachash represents a creature with an incredible gift of wisdom, an incredible gift of Chachma. Every creation, every being, every human has gifts. We have strengths, we have talents, we have skills. But how we use those abilities entirely depends on the individual. What do you do with Chachma? What do you do with strength? What do you do with speed? It depends on you. The gift of wisdom can be used to learn Torah, to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Alternatively, wisdom can be used to manipulate someone, to take advantage. You could understand people much better and trick them, take advantage of those who are vulnerable. So each skill of ours can be used to do that which is good, and it could be used to do that which is bad. But it depends on how you decide to use those strengths, those skills. And the same is true with every person's weakness. Many fall prey to their own weakness. But in reality, one has the ability to turn their weakness into their strength. Example, a person's a Baal Taiva, means he has addiction to something. So he could just channel his addiction to something like Torah or something like Chesed. So every strength, every weakness can be used to the positive, and it could also be used to the negative. So Nachash represents the person who has the ability, a creature that has wisdom, but he used his wisdom to something negative. He turned something good into something bad. He was mahapich. He flipped everything upside down. So we're introduced into the parasha to an interesting individual, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now, Nachshon has an interesting name, if you think about it. His name, Nachshon, comes from the name, the word Nachash. So what were his parents thinking? Rav Armer was talking about yesterday, about naming children. He was talking about Nimrod. What type of name is Nimrod? So who would name the child Nachshon based on the Nachash? It's based on the snake. This is the downfall of all society, because the Nachash had tricked Chava. So what type of name is Nachshon ben Aminadav? So certainly his parents didn't want Nachshon to tap into the kochos of the Nachash. So I think the word Nachash denotes the ability to transform, to be mahapich something. Nachash itself isn't something bad. Nachash represents the ability to change something, to change it from one way to the other. That could be good to bad, or it could be bad to good. So Nachshon understood, his parents understood what Nachash means is to switch, to change situations. So therefore, now it makes total sense. What did Nachshon do? What was he famous for doing? He jumped into the Yam Suf. And what did he do? He was mahapich the Yam into a Yabasha. He took that koach of the Nachash to change every situation. He switched, the Pasuk says, it went from the Yam to Yabasha. Only Nachshon with that koach of the Nachash was able to switch something entirely. That's why Nichush, what's Nichush? Nichush is witchcraft, magic. What does that mean? It means that they're able to change reality, to switch reality, or at least to give the impression that reality has been changed. So that's what the koach of Nachash is, to change something. It was just the Nachash HaKadmoni used it for something bad. It changed the greatest opportunity in the world to something negative. But Nachshon ben Aminadav took something bad and changed it to something positive. We move forward to Parshas Chukas. We know Klai Yisrael was, they were complaining about no food, no water. And they were punished with snakes. Venomous snakes came and attacked them. So what was the remedy? What did Moshe do? He constructed this Nachash Nechoshes, this copper snake, and held it high in a staff, and everyone looked at it, and they said, oh, now I'm feeling better. So Mishnah Rosh Hashanah said, I don't understand. It's the snake that they looked at. That was like healing a person. That was bringing life. That was bringing death. No. The Mishnah says, El bizman sheyisol mistaklin leklapei mal. When they stood, when they were looking above, u'mishabdenesh liban la'avim, they were putting their heart in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hayu mistrapim. Refuah doesn't depend on the actual etzim, the snake or not. It depends on your perspective. Meaning, life doesn't depend on a snake, or on your name, or any other circumstance. It depends on your ability to focus on the Ribono Sha'olam. You could use every strength for something good or something bad. Every weakness could be good or bad. Even a snake could be good or bad. It was, in history, it was very bad for us. It was a klala. But Moshe showed you could use that same snake and use it for the positive. You can flip everything however you want to. That's what the Nachash represents. And that's the same reason we know that Vayim and So'aron in the Pasuk was surrounded by two nuns that were nun hafucha, that were opposites, because nun represents a nachash, which is a koach, is to flip things upside down. Nun, why dafka the nun? Because that's what the nachash represents, that koach to be mahapich things. So we said that the whole koach of the nachash was the chachma. It was aru mikol adam, mikol chai rather. It was wiser than any other creature. And the nachash took its wisdom and used it for the negative. So we know Chazal tells us that the Os Yud, the letter Yud, represents Chachma. That's wisdom. And the Svarmer talks about that. But even in our understanding, in our simple understanding, we know that there are 10 Mamaros, HaKadosh Baruch created the world, 10 statements. There are Aseres HaDibros, there are 10 Sfiros. 10 represents Chachma. That's a Yud. Yud represents Chachma. So listen to this amazing Chida. Chida explains that throughout the entire history of the world, there's always a struggle, a battle, between the good and the bad, who's going to have koach, who's going to have the strength of the ten, the os, yud, the chachma. The Nachash used the yud, the chachma, and brought it to his bad side. We're always trying to bring the yud back to the good side, to bring Torah and chachma to the good side. So listen to this chida. The gematria of Paro is 355, and the gematria of Moshe is 345, a difference of 10. Paro was 10 more than Moshe, meaning Paro had that yud, that chachma of the Nachash. And says the Chida, the Eser Makos were trying to extract the 10, that Yud, the Chachma from Paro, to bring it back to Klai Yisrael. That was what was going on here. Bring the 10 from Paro and bring it back. So he says that's what was going on with the Tanin as well. Remember that we spoke about the Nachash and the Tanin. Listen to this one. What turned into the Tanin? The Mata, the stick. Moshe Rabbeinu threw the stick in the ground and it turned into a snake, into a Tanin, into a Nachash. So what did it say on the Mata? It said, Ditzach Adash Bachav, which has the gematria of 501 in Makolo. That's 501. Now, that turned into a Tanin, which has the gematria of 511, 10 more. The Mata of Ditzach Adash Bachav turned into the Tanin, which had that extra Yud in it. The Tanin has a Yud in the name. It turned into that because the Tanin represents Mitzrayim, the alligators, the crocodiles, whatever serpent, whatever reptile lived there, that was a Tanin. That Paro and the Tanin and Mitzrayim had this extra Yud, and we're trying to extract that to Moshe Benu and to the Mata, to the Tzach Hadash Bachav. That was the whole goal here, to bring that Yud back from the Nachash, back to our side. How does one do this? How do you extract the Yud from Paro? To extract the Yud from the Tanin, it's with the Koach of the Nachash. The ability to switch things, to be Mahapich things, from bad to good. He did from good to bad. But that same Koach of the Nachash could take that which is bad and bring it to the good. And that's why the very first makkah with the mate was what? Vayehafchu kamayim asher bayor ladam. It was dafka mahapich as well. Look in the psukim. It was being mahapich. That mate that was mahapich into a nachash was able to mahapich the water into the dam. It's all about bringing the koach of the yud back to the good side. So listen to this one. Esav and Yaakov also represent the nachash and not, and Adam. Esav represents the nachash. He was the Yetzirah. Yaakov, who's Lashon of Akev, the heel, we know the snake bites at the heel. In the Pasuk, when the Nachash was cursed, it says, V'hu yeshuvach rosh ve'ata teshuvenu Akev, that the Nachash, the snake bites the heel. So Yaakov is the Adam, Yaakov is Akev, and Esav is the Nachash. So Chazal tell us that what was Esav's real name was really Asui. That was his real name, Asui. Ayin Sin Vav Yud was his real name. He was Asui. He was complete. He was created. He was born with a full head of hair, full body of hair. He was Asui. And Yaakov's name was supposed to be Akev only, because he was a heel. But Chazal tells us, the Medrash tells us that Yaakov stole the Yud from Esav to turn him Asui to Esav, and his name became Akev to Yaakov. Because the Koach HaYud, that Koach HaChachma, he stole, like Moshe trying to extract the Yud from Paro. And that Yud from the Tanin, that's exactly what Yaakov had done. He stole that Yud, that Chachma, from Esav. And one final point here. The Gemara tells us that the Haman was a descendant of the Nachash. Right? It says that he came from the Shorish of the Nachash. As the Remez, the Torah tells, where do we see Haman's hinted in the Torah? Hamin ha'Eitz HaZeh, which is the Eitz HaDas that Nachash and Chav and Adam ate from. And we know the climax of Purim is Adil Yada, Bein Ha'aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. That's the point you're trying to get to, where you don't know the difference between Aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, being Mahapich, between the opposite, that which is bad, that which is good. The Gematria of Aru Haman and Baruch Mordechai, each of them separately, is 502, which is exactly the same Gematria as Detzach Adash Bachav in Makolo. That same idea of going from bad to good. That's a koach of Purim as well. And Esav and Yaakov. To take that koach of the Yud and to turn it into something positive. So in every single person there's that koach of Yud. Even within the Nachash. If you take the Nachash, there's a hidden Yud also. What's a hidden Yud? The Nun is actually a Yud and Mem. You can break it down to Yud and Mem. If you break it down to Yud and Mem, you're left with the letters Mem, Yud, and Shin, and Ches. Those letters Mashiach. The Nachash, even though it's on the outside so very bad and full of klala, deep within the Nachash is the Koach of Mashiach, that hidden Yud. So, Mirut Hashem, we should be Zocha to find that hidden Yud within each one of us and be Zocha to be Mahapich, all our strengths, all our weaknesses, into something positive to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and to be Zocha to the Mashiach, Meher Yomenu, Amen.
Amen.